Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's going to play. Hello.
Yeah, I got to fix that.
No, wait.
It's too long. No, no, it'll play. Give it a second. It's, I don't know why I sent you the one with the long.
No, there's nothing. It's only 22. Look, it didn't play it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's weird. But anyway, why does it keep disappearing? Somebody keeps removing it, I gather.
I don't know. Maybe they don't like the intro. Who knows? Who cares?
I have no idea.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies, everyone.
Welcome. No, the other one won't play either, dear. So it's not, it's just the intro. All right, none of them will play. Nobody. It just says, Blog Talk Radio. All right. So how you doing tonight, guys?
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. And we were going to talk about, not the comedy.
Well, happy October.
Happy October.
Yeah, it's Halloween the 2nd.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to go see Sean James on Friday.
Not hey, John James is going to be in Asheville, but I won't be in town. But he's going to be about 70 miles down the road from me.
See? Then he's going to be in Philly on Friday, and I can't wait. I'm excited. I haven't met the new drummer, and I have not met Sage yet, so it's going to be really cool. You know? I mean, I'm going to do that. Then trying to
That'll
find Halloween haunts. Halloween haunts. We're going to go. Jade's going to go.
Jade wants to go see Grin.
Yeah, no, she doesn't want to see that. But she's willing to go on the hayride at Valley of Fear.
That should be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to record that. Okay, that's going to be funny as shit. Well,
Halloween. I got to ask, what is your favorite Halloween character, y'all? Or who?
Yeah. Well, I like sleeping.
Who is it that you think of? Who is it that you, when you think of them, you think of Halloween immediately? That's a better question.
Three things just went in my head at the same time. So the Screaming Lady from Fort Mifflin, right? Good. I've heard her, and I played her too, so that's even fun. All right, and then Sleepy Hollow immediately comes to head. All right, and then after that, it would be like I don't know, like all the haunts, you know, the haunts like Hell House and Valley of Fear and Bates Motel. It's just I love those things though. So I really
do. Okay. How about you, David?
Well, honestly, the first one that comes in basically is Dracula, Vlad Tepes.
Awesome. Very sweet.
Oh, right. Dracula's
the shit.
My mind didn't even go there. Not at all.
Yeah, I went more preternatural, supernatural than yeah.
I went to ghost stories. I went to ghost
stories. I guess for me, it's going to have to be the moment, and it's funny, Lisa, you brought up Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
The Headless Horseman.
Yes.
Just really, it really just kind of, it's always kind of been in the back of my mind since I was little, probably because when I was little, it was like one of the first on black and white TV with a coat hanger and aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And they were rerunning it. It was the old 1940s one, 46,
I
believe,
that.
Or
49. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember.
And it's the one, the old cartoon, you know, where they had the woo and all that, you know, and all the weird, you know, the old Disney.
Right.
Yes.
And it was the first cartoon about Halloween that I'd ever seen. And I had already, you know, this is 1970. Oh, I want to say 77, maybe? 76?
Well, probably. Yep, around...
Not too long after... Well, of course, after the Pierce House, those kind of things started tweaking my interest.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I always liked Halloween, but, you know, I never really thought about it. And the Headless Horseman would be one, but there's another. There's another that really, when I think of Halloween, it just always made me... I mean, when I thought of when I see it, it reminds me of Halloween just right off the bat.
Which
one? It's got to be the skeleton. Any skeleton
hanging, or
like
I got one hanging right
even
there.
In a doctor's office,
yep.
If I seen a skeleton, I'm thinking pumpkins and witches and
yeah, me too, me too. Skeletons, yeah, definitely, me too. That's yep. I like those.
Yeah.
I have a lot of skulls and stuff like that from
yeah.
doing Halloween stuff.
I got mine.
And mother's.
I actually
mother.
Tried to hang up one of my skeletons and his leg fell off.
Oh no,
that sucks.
So now I have to figure out a way to lay him out with the witches that I've got to, you know,
hey.
Make him look more like a sacrifice.
There you go. Well, you
hey.
Could just have him as a legless man.
Yeah, why not? Look, yeah,
like one leg missing or like Rhonda Caudill at the Nickerson Sneed when she had the props up. The first
right.
time we ever went there, shout out to Nickerson Sneed in Glade Spring, Virginia, and Rhonda and Ricky Caudill. When they had the props up, in the red room, which is actually where Danielle and I stayed, but this was a year and a half before that, 2 years before that, and they had a skeleton. It was the amputee room where the Civil War soldiers were actually literally, they actually were amputated in that room.
Right.
And they had a skeleton sitting in the chair, and he had one leg missing. And that was, you know.
Yeah.
And his leg was laying over on the table. It was kind of gnarly, but, you know.
Yeah, it worked. It worked. It works. No, really, it works. Sleepy Hollow for me, though, was different. My mom read it to me as a bedtime story, right? And
yeah, and the weird connection
between
us
weird,
and Sleepy Hollow.
I know.
So
I'm
weird.
I'm going, too.
Never
it,
knew it
but,
back
yeah,
then.
See,
like,
that's the thing.
Rip,
for you guys,
wait!
It's more...
Rip Van Winkle and Sleepy Hollow are in the same
Oh,
room.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so she'd go and read Rip Van Winkle, and then she'd do the rest of the and read the rest of Sleepy Hollow to me, all right? And then she sat me on her lap one day, and she said, "Oh, honey, you don't understand. One day you'll see how important this story really is, okay?" And I never forgot that, you know, because it was very important. It was the end of the book, you know, but you know what I mean, as she was telling me to. Yeah, and then I realized how important the stories were. Get it? Rip Van Winkle, waking up. It's just, if you put the two mm-hmm. together in modern times, they're pretty fucking potent. Sorry, David, but I had to finish that sentence. Otherwise, I would have never remembered it. I would have never remembered it. All right, so.
David was going to say that thing about Sleepy Hollow and us. What was you going to say, David?
I was going to say, for you guys, basically, it's more of a family history biography
yeah.
kind of thing
it
than
is.
Than a.
It is.
You know, with the, mm-hmm. with the whole family connection to the Van Brunts.
But yeah,
and,
like my
well,
mom.
And,
right.
and I think you've got Crane on your family side too.
I got a whole bunch of Crane DNA matches. See, they sneaking
See,
up on me.
You're connected on both. You're connected
connection.
On both sides
I'm
of it.
Crane and Van Brunt, yeah, and Van Tassel. I have.
Yeah.
And Van, whatever, you know. But more, I got more Cranes than the Van Brunt license. So I'm a little fucking weird, you know, like seriously. Right? I mean, that is weird, right?
Yeah, and I'm connected to that line, too, out of Canada. So
yeah. mm-hmm.
the interesting thing about it is I didn't even
that's
think
a
about
side.
Lisa.
That's a
I didn't.
Side.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about, yeah, I meant to say that. That the thing I didn't think about, though, a minute
yeah.
ago when I was telling y'all,
yeah,
that just kind of floored me when, you know, you were talking about it, and I was thinking, well, she's going to talk about it. Wait a minute. I went back full circle. We,
uh-huh.
I mean, I, that was like my Goku, my first,
uh-huh.
you know, my first impression of it. And then
yep.
you brought it up. I kind of forgot that, you know, I have a tie-in to Tarrytown,
right.
New York. So
oh, yeah.
And that kind of, there's a subconscious connection that you don't make on that because you were interested in Sleepy Hollow before you realized you were actually related to that side of the family.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep. And my mom always said, she would look at me and she would say, listen to this. This is crazy. She would go, Lisa, there's two sides to our family, right?
Yeah.
She goes, one is for the greed, one is for the, you know, whatever they want, you know, like greedy fucks. And then the other side is for the good and nature and animals, you know. How did she not know? You get what I mean? She knew she was a Van Brunt, but how did she not know anything else? Because listen to the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Ain't that crazy? But
it is crazy.
But
you know what's beautiful? You know what's beautiful?
What?
It's October. everyone. Our month. It's our month.
Yes, it
is. It's our national freaking holiday.
Yeah, but every month is October.
I know, but it, you know,
basically,
it's
still
a special connection. But yeah, you know, we don't really think about it, but we do celebrate that every day.
No, I've got a 3 foot tall black Christmas tree.
Glad you said Christmas tree.
That has Halloween decorations on. Well, it has Halloween decorations on it, so it's no longer a Christmas tree. It's a Halloween tree.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yep.
You got your Halloween tree.
It's been up for 6 years now.
Nice.
I have not ever taken it down. The cobwebs all over the tree just give it more character.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Uh-huh.
The bat skeleton I've got hanging off the center beam in the house has been there for about 5 years. He doesn't come down. He glows in the dark, though.
Well, let's go. You got some light, you know? Yep.
Plus, the little skeleton now I got sitting in the chair. I got my mask all over the place. I got the one legless skeleton out in the shed. I haven't drug out the horse yet, or the pony, or the rest of them.
Well, yeah,
yep.
I got to get my stuff. I'm glad you said that, David, because I've got a shit ton of stuff, years of stuff, that I told Danielle this year for the grandkids since they're at that age where they're really tweaking with the Halloween thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an announcement in a minute, too, so I hope I don't forget to say it.
Okay.
But the beauty of it is that all those years of storing them and then forgetting them and buying something new and then putting it in back in the storage shed next to the other stuff, I got a bunch of stuff. I could totally dress the yard up very nicely with between the years of 2002 and 2022.
Because
I haven't bought nothing this year.
Oh, I would definitely put them all out
either.
Here. Except, you know, I live on there's a highway right in front of the house. It's dark as shit right now. I can't see past the deck at the moment.
Hey, you haven't seen church,
anything.
Have
you? Do I? Have I seen sharks?
No.
Church. The cat. You're in Maine.
Oh, yeah, no.
I know. Yep.
No, he's not in my area. Neither is, wait, Derry's.
Yeah.
Derry's down in New Hampshire. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Derry's in New
Hampshire. Derry, it was supposed to be Maine, I thought, wasn't it? Derry is the town that Stranger
Stephen
Things
King always writes about Maine.
Right.
He lives there.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
he's
but
the Maine man.
But I don't. I'd have to look into it.
Bangor or Portland, somewhere in there.
Bangor.
Yeah. I was thinking it was Maine, but you could be right. You could be very well
Did you ever watch that old show?
Look, I'm a Stephen King fanatic. He always writes about Maine.
Yeah, it was always Maine to me.
Did he write Dark Shadows, or was that somebody else?
That's not it.
No, that was someone else.
Yeah,
that was before him.
Yeah.
But
way before. My sister watched a show. So
that was 67.
That was in Portland.
Yeah, he was in college when that was written.
That was in Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Every time he
I used to watch Dark Shadows when I was a kid.
My sister did.
Here's one you ain't heard of, Night Gallery. Who remembers Night Gallery?
Bullshit. I heard of it.
I watched it.
Night Gallery was the shit. I loved that beginning where they had the mirror and the mirror and the mirror and then they had the mirror. and then another mirror. A psychomantium.
I remember that. Hold on. I'm trying to get somebody's on the phone. Hello.
Hello, it's Tina.
What's up?
Hi, who's here?
My name's Tina.
Okay, hi, Tina.
Hey,
What's
up? I have a question
to
send up a question. I'll find some investigators. This is a female. I'd like to know if does she have evil, like an evil deity in her soul? She does witchcraft. I stay away.
Oh, you do? You stay away from that? What kind of witchcraft?
Voodoo hoodoo.
Do you know? Okay.
Yes, voodoo hoodoo. And then draws a...
Right.
Draws a...
Gree-gree.
She does she draws pictures. She draws sticks with like she'll draw people with stick figures. She's on the internet as a psyche reader, and someone told me that. Really interesting. Maybe what? But I don't know. If she's using Heketa or, but it's pretty weird.
Right. Right. I don't know. I mean, you don't want you. Are you afraid of the person?
No, I'm not afraid. It's just
okay. You don't know if you believe it or not. Is that what it is?
I want to see what y'all investigators. Well, what do y'all pick up? What do y'all pick up? I mean, I think she makes up stuff, but again, it's just people's money and.
Oh yeah.
There's
a lot of those, hon. There's a lot of people that do that. We all know that. If they make up stories or they use what is called a cold read, where they will figure the person out first and know what angle to ask.
Right.
Like, almost like a salesperson. That's what they will do.
Right.
But, I mean, if she's not made up and like she does a good reading or something like that, then that's totally different. You know what I mean? But if she does like not good stuff and bad stuff, that's a totally different case.
Right. I mean, if it comes to casting spells like that, a true witch or Wiccan will not
use it for bad ever.
Use a negative spell against anybody, because there's one law with witchcraft is anything you put out there will come back to you tenfold.
That's correct.
Threefold, yes. Actually. That's,
so if you put if you put the negative energy out onto one individual person, all of that's going to come back to you in time. And the person who cast that spell will be completely ruined.
Yeah.
Most witches kind of avoid that side of the practice.
Yeah, and a lot of times with that, a lot of times the person does that to scare another person. If they, you know, do something bad to them, they'll make it scared. And the more the person becomes scared and believes it,
mm-hmm.
The worst things get for them. In other words, if you don't believe it, I wouldn't worry too much. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, what did you say? What are you going to say?
No, that's what I'm totally agreeing with you on that.
Okay.
And also what David said about the threefold aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. Remember, I was raised by neo-pagans.
Yeah.
So you always make sure you have, if you believe in this, Tina, then you might want to get a spell of protection of some kind, so that no one can harm you.
Yeah.
And it depends on how you decide you want to evoke that. Protection is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but do you want to go see this person and see if she's real for having a psychic reading, Tina?
No, no. I'm staying away.
No.
It's just that.
Okay.
She traumatized people for readings and charges more and more because she's going to do a miracle in their life. And
that sounds like a scam.
That's a scam.
Yeah.
You know, like, no. Because you know what? I use this thing, and it's called the Frank's Box, right? And we had this rule, me and Frank Sumption, who actually created it, like started the whole craze with ghost boxes. And our rule was we could get paid if we had to do a lecture. We could get paid if we had to have a room to stay in or some food or whatever, but never to use the gift of the box to make any profit. You understand? Because it would be bad karma. It would,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And, yes.
If you use any gift that you've got like that,
You can get paid for other things like a room or you can lecture, but I don't think I would. If I could do what a psychic did like that, I don't think I would ever charge anyone. I'm already broke. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be I wouldn't be able to go over that line.
Yeah. See? And if you use it like that for monetary or materialistic gains,
mm-hmm.
that goes against the true teachings of the Wiccans or basically all witches.
Yep. I mean, if you're getting a TV show, you're paid, that's different. You're doing a TV show, blah, 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 but that's still not charging people. It still falls into a different category than overcharging people. But miracles? What kind of miracles is she saying, Tina?
Like, she'll take away your health or bring back your boyfriend or your husband. She puts it there. Oh, she's on the internet. Bring you love and draw this and I did some checking. And I was like, I'm not being judging, but to cure from disease and now claiming she's a medical doctor. Oh my God!
Uh-oh,
I just want to show you.
Oh, that's bad. Oh no! Hell no! Oh no! No.
Yeah.
No, she's crazy then. And people believe
her. Yeah.
Yeah,
people believe it. This is the internet. You should have, like, 5,000 hits.
Oh, my God.
That lives
and that's
with
the problem.
It's the truth.
Oh, my God. I believe it. I've seen it. I mean, I've seen a lot of times people do that. They just, they have this thing,
do.
It's crazy to see that, but that's not good because, you know, I know people are desperate sometimes and really sad or really desperate, and they just want to reach out and get help, and they do whatever they can, and they kind of fall for scams a lot. You know what I mean? And it's just not cool at all. Not at all. Mm-mm. Nope. Damn. So what are you?
Yeah.
None of your friends go to her, right? Or nothing like that?
No, they're not. She used to be PD for Air Force, but she's not wrong in what she told me. She's not wrong. She retired,
okay.
But she's not wrong. You know what I'm saying? She's right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But, wow. Okay. So like, now, that's your friend, or is that the lady, the person, the man,
no.
Or whatever, lady, man,
her.
Whatever?
No,
my
friend found out,
okay,
and she's pressing it.
Okay.
And now she's a medical doctor.
Whoa.
And then she'll switch
doctor.
Phone numbers. And she'll switch the website so you won't catch her. Nobody will catch her.
Oh,
she's
she's full of fraud. Uh-huh.
She
is.
She's
fraud.
Fraudulent as hell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. And then she offers she offers to save people, you know, blah 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 blah, and then gets a new number, changes it and goes to something else, right? So yeah,
right.
She's a fraud. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh, my God. There's
too
much of that now. I don't like it. I hate it. Matter of fact, I don't. I really
that
it.
Kind of behavior is absolutely, absolutely disgusting. I
is
mean,
she
there's
from,
no alternative.
Is she from, like, the cities, or is she somewhere out west or something? You know, like in the Midwest or something?
She's
the lady.
Let me tell you. Yes, ma'am. She's over there. Oh, she has short hair. She's on the internet. Little O, you keep asking, you just type little O, mediumship, art.
Yes.
She went down the Florida water curb around that area.
Oh, my.
I believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Uh-huh. And taking people for their money. Did anybody report her yet? Like to authorities or anything?
Oh, she hasn't. She has escaped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's glad
oh my God. I don't know, man. That's crazy. Especially now. Everybody wants help. Everybody gets nervous and scared.
Well, especially this time of the year.
Yes.
This is going to start ramping up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
Around Halloween, you know, it gets ridiculously
all the fakes.
Ubiquitous. Everywhere you start seeing this garbage where everybody and their mother all of a sudden has all these abilities and crap like
right.
that. So,
all the posers, all the liars are going to come out in full force real soon.
Yeah.
I remember a long time back there were a few psychic shows on TV, and they got called out for being absolutely fake.
Right.
Because the guy who was doing it knew how to read people's expressions, their faces, their emotions.
A cold read.
Right.
That's exactly what
so
that
he
is.
Could he could sit there and he's like, okay, I'm getting a message from somebody whose name starts with an S while he's looking at the crowd, and he sees the first person to flinch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who he picks on. And not to mention the fact that they had their plant in the audience too.
Yeah. And I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep, but I do too. But those were, like, those things were,
they had me
entertainment
for a little
you
while.
Know what I mean? Entertainment. Right. But this is not even entertainment. Like, people aren't watching it on TV. This is a person changing their number and committing fraud. Okay? That's, like, some serious shit. You know?
Well,
yep.
Remember, P.T. Barnum, Lisa, he said a fool and their money are soon parted.
Well, that's true, too. I mean,
yeah.
Like, seriously.
I mean, if you're foolish, you will fall for this stuff. You got to be wise.
You got to go
to
some
fun. You got to have your wits about you.
Tina, I think I'd rather go to a haunted attraction, you know, like the ones that, like a hayride or something like that.
Yeah.
Never go to a psychic like that, ever.
Exactly.
It would be way more advantageous to go to a JC's haunted house than to a fake psychic.
Right.
Good old JC's.
You'll spend a lot less money, and you won't get hurt from it.
Yeah.
You know, you won't come out with false hope. You won't come out
she said
if I paid her $5,000 and did this, that my husband or my wife would come back to me.
That's great.
Yeah, you cannot. There is no such thing as a love spell. It will not ever work.
The universe does what it's got to do on its own. You know, and you can't manipulate it. I mean, you can positive thoughts always bring positive things, though. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Surround yourself
with
good and decent people. Surround yourself with good and decent people, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You got to know how to filter them. You got to know how to filter them and figure out who's good and decent, though. That's the hard part.
Yep.
This is an ever-darkening world, Tina. Ever-darkening world.
Did they say it's a con?
Sorry. Well, she's a con. Yeah. I think
she's a
con.
Yeah. Would she be caught down?
I know that. If she gets caught, yeah. Like, if somebody is, like, falsely promising to cure people of anything or of you're taking their money and saying miracles are going to happen, that's
right.
A little far out there.
Yeah, and then that gets
into
legal ramifications.
That's a lot of fraud. That's not just telling somebody something, being wrong. That's
exactly.
Way out there.
And that's happened throughout history, too, where, you know, somebody suddenly has this idea on how to get rich.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go down here where there's these nice hot springs, and I'm going to create this fake cure for cancer and take everybody's money and never cure the cancer because you can't.
Right. It's like a horror movie, Tina. You know what I mean? What do you see in a horror movie? Well, you bad, you know? Oh, my God. Well, will you tell us what happened? Will you tell us what happens? Will you call us back, like, next week or whatever and tell us if anything happened with this lady?
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know what I mean?
She's been doing it for four years now. That's why I was asking. She's never going to get caught. Four years.
She'll slip up.
She'll slip up. I guess so, because people are noticing now. And the more the Internet is, the more people are going to notice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But being she's committing fraud and promising miracles and says she's a medical doctor, man, she better show the proof that she's a medical doctor.
And that portion right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could be nailed hardcore for medical malpractice.
Right.
Practicing medicine without a license. Those are all federal offenses, and that's like
identity
20 years.
And fraud, and if she
wanted
to use something that was fake, it would be like fraudulent documents, whatever. That's a biggie. And if she is a medical doctor, then what the fuck is she doing? And, I mean, like, really, what is she doing?
Yeah. If she's actually got a medical license and she's promising this fake crap.
Yeah, then that gets a little bit different. That's like one of the... You know, the snake oil people, as they used to call it, where they just promise cures and stuff like that. Yep. Okay, so Tina, we're going to let you go now. But will you call us, please, back next week and let us know?
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted. If we have you can ask me one quick question about my male friend.
Sure.
You're going to call me, please?
Okay.
Because I have a project coming up. That's all I need to know. I'll keep you posted.
Wait, you have a what? Is he going to call you?
Yeah,
female friend. What?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? Anything happen, or didn't have an argument, did you, or something? Anything? Nothing.
Yeah, you got it. But it's peace now. Peace be with you.
Okay. Good. Okay. Peace be with you too. Okay. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Yep. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hi. I'm back on the line again. Hi. That was fun.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old saying.
She sounded familiar.
There's an old saying.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
If everybody in the room is thinking the same thing, then somebody's not thinking.
Right.
That's
on.
Yeah. So you got all these other people that are, everybody's like sheep and they fall into belief, then if someone's not thinking out of the box, then that's just someone who's not thinking in that group.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But everybody's got to think out the box, okay? Because there's no box. We don't have a box. Everything's all fucked up. Who are we kidding? Look at the world. Okay.
It's a fucking Happy Meal,
look,
man.
Brooklyn fucking flooded. When I saw the Brooklyn... Wildwood. Wildwood, it has no... The beach was the longest and hottest fucking beach to walk across when I was a kid. And I spent all summers there, and it took forever. My feet would get really hot because I had to run all the way. It's like... All the sand is gone, and there's, like, no beach. I'm like,
then aren't
okay.
aren't they finding, like, oh, shit. What was the thing that, I hate to say it that way, but what was the thing that nailed the crocodile hunter?
The stingray.
A stingray,
no,
yeah.
Man, we got great white sharks, dude. We don't need no damn stingray.
No, they. I saw a picture of one there in the city somewhere.
Yeah.
Big one, too.
Yeah, but that's because the water's warmer. They come in closer. But, yeah, we got a lot of jellyfish and freaking in Jersey.
You're talking about that giant one, aren't you, David?
Yeah.
There's horseshoe crabs. Yeah. You step on them. They float, their fucking tail from hell goes through your foot. I mean, like, yeah. That happened to my mother. She walked on a horseshoe crab's tail on the beach.
Ooh.
It went right through her heel.
You know, those things are kind of creepy.
Yeah, you know, I know. Yeah, they look like dinosaurs.
I swear to God, I don't think those have ever changed their form from way back in that day either.
I know. They're cool. Yeah, but it's crazy. Okay, so whatever. You gotta keep... Right now is the time that we all need to... I don't even know anymore. Just poof. We need to do something. Hold on. Wait, we got back again. Hold on. She's back again? Wait, hold on. Hello?
Oh, hi, Tina.
Hello, hi. 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 Hi, Tina. Okay.
I was going to tell you, you're about to answer my question and you hang up, and I wanted to ask you that. May I have permission?
Oh, you wanted to ask you, but I think you will call.
Yes, more friends.
Oh, I'm
please.
Sorry. Okay. How long has it been since you talked to him?
4 weeks ago.
4 weeks, okay. Well, is he the type that goes away a lot? Like,
no.
You know, like, or like, no? Okay,
we used to talk every single. We used to talk every single day, but we had a little bit of an agreement a few months ago, and now we talk less, and I'm just wondering if he forget. I think he's almost forgiving me, and are we going to still be friends, like still communicate with each other? He's very knowledgeable.
Did he do anything wrong? Is a good question now. Like, did he do anything wrong and he maybe feels guilty or something? Anything or like that?
I think both. Like,
I think
he missed him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't bad. It was just more like
probably not.
No, it wasn't. It was just severe. It was just like miscommunication. Huh?
Did you try calling him?
Yeah, I called him, but he didn't call me back.
Shit, he didn't call you back. Did you try texting him? You text him too?
Yeah, I think I texted him too much. I stopped, yeah. I texted him too much. I think.
Okay.
I stopped. Did like maybe 100 texts in 3 weeks and stopped.
Yeah. But you know what? He called back, but I don't know when. If he's, is he going through anything now that you don't know about?
Any family issues or
legal issues?
Legal issues, and maybe moving to another state.
Oh God, geez, okay, all right. But I think he will call. I mean, if he doesn't call, just find out how he is. Yeah, if you know any of his friends, at least make sure he's okay. You get it?
Right.
And then he'll call you, I guess, when he's ready. And so he's thinking, is he moving far away? Like
no,
I think. Move it to the next state?
Next state. Yeah, I think it was with his uncle. Same money.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got you. I got you. To save money with in another state. Okay, shit. Man, oh, boy. That's going to be – he'll call you. He'll call.
I think eventually he will, yeah.
Wait. When you decide to call him or something again, just don't text him something serious. Text him something funny and see if he responds. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Funny instead of serious. You get it? Like, why?
Yeah,
like,
okay,
yeah,
no more blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have nothing more
right
to say with blah, blah, blah.
Well, trust me, I understand the blah,
blah,
blah.
Blah, blah.
Trust me. I have blah, blah,
I like
blah,
blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah is fun.
Yeah, I
no,
blah, blah,
Lisa,
blah.
Lisa. Lisa, you're did.
Yeah, but I've done it. I've done it. I wrote a million, like, you know, texts, but you know what I mean. And, like, and they ran on deaf ears. Okay, but like that kind of thing, you know, over the years of my life. But do it.
Right.
Text him something funny. He'll respond. Watch. They're weird like that, so try it and see if it works.
Yeah,
right.
we're an odd species
legal,
of human.
How bad of legal trouble is he in at this point? Do you know?
I think it has to do with changing business name or something like that.
Oh shit. Fraud.
I don't know.
Okay. So, probably. Or fraudulent whatever the fuck it is. Okay, yeah, but yeah, so if he's, you know, going through that, maybe he don't want to put you through that. Get it? Which is a very good thing. Okay? Listen to me. That's a good thing. Okay? So, you know, just in case. Let him deal with the shit that he got to deal with, and then he'll contact you. Trust me, he'll contact you. Yep. I know.
Okay.
And just text him something funny. Text him something funny, boo. Will you call us back next week and let me know? All right.
Yes. It was
all right,
nice talking to you.
He will call. Nice.
He will?
You too, but keep us posted, okay? Okay, yeah. He will. Just text him something funny. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Bye, honey. We'll talk to you next week. Next week, call.
Yes,
okay?
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling back in.
Thanks. Okay. Hi. Yeah, hi. Okay, yeah. I love her. She's great. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. She knows she's right. I'm the expert. Okay, so on that area. Yeah, you go. Okay, but for real. I have to just shake it all up.
Have you ever, I got a question for you.
What?
Have you ever, see, I was born hyperactive.
Me too.
And when I was a kid, I used to, you know, and I eat a lot of sugar or whatever. Sometimes I would just look at somebody and make a face just for the hell of it. I didn't know them. And I just make it because they were staring at me. And I just go, or something. Like
you had to have sugar to do that?
Oh, I see.
I did that all the time.
Well, it helped.
Without...
And when I got older, it was alcohol. So,
still do it without sugar. Well, I don't know, because the amount of sugar I put in my coffee
what about
sometimes.
Alcohol? Yeah.
No,
oh,
I don't drink.
You have coffee with your sugar, huh? Yeah.
Yep. I like
right.
my sugar with coffee and cream.
Yep.
The Beast Boys.
You sound like, I don't know why, but you sounded like Andrew Dice Clay a little bit.
Who did? Who did? Lisa?
She did just a little bit. I like a little sugar with my coffee.
Well, that's that Jersey influence that she's got.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't help it.
What are you, yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
What do you know?
Sometimes it does. No, I noticed that I could pick up some of the Pennsylvania ways, and I noticed it misses them, but whenever I get loud, the Jersey just comes
boom.
Flying out of my mouth. No
yep.
matter what.
You just goes right
I
back to your roots.
Yes, completely. My accent just completely comes back.
Shout out to Andrew Dice Clay.
Whereas on the flip side, Mikey is running full-on silly. With, you know, with John this and a John that. And
yeah, but I say that too because I've been here so long. But yeah.
Not as much as he does.
No, I know, but I understand him. Like, where's
yeah, no.
Okay, yeah, and I'll be like, it's over there on the table. Yeah, even though everything's called a John. So I forget. All right, yeah. Oh, it's nuts. Yeah, he's got.
Well, it's
simpler
that way.
He was born in Pennsylvania, that's why.
Right,
He was born in Pennsylvania. Went to school in Pennsylvania. Learned how to speak and read in Pennsylvania. So he's got the whole thing going on. With
so is it Montgomery County or Bucks County?
Montgomery County. We live in Montgomery County.
Yeah. Montgomery, yeah.
We live in the county seat town of Norris. Lisa.
What? How about the old jail? You want to talk about the old prison?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay, everyone and their mother and everybody else needs to help this. Okay, Norristown, down on Erie Street. You got the old Norristown prison, as I would call it, Montgomery County prison, old one, right? Back, you know, it was, what, 18-something it was built, and it went through the Civil War and everything, and the place in the front was like the residence, and then they built a prison in the back. And they want to demolish this place. This place is gorgeous. It's like a castle. It's from the design.
Yeah, it looks like the old Eastern State Penitentiary.
Right,
it's the same guy who built that.
Yeah, it looks like that, kind of, in a little different way. But I think that everybody's fighting, so they've got a demolition crew ready to knock it down. What are they fucking done? I'm sorry, I'm going to say this right out. That in place has a Gigunza parking lot next to it, right? And if you gutted the inside of that big, like, square rectangular type of prison part there, you got a concert venue. You got rooms that you can leave as bars, boom, ba-doom, you get it, redo them.
Bars, merchandise stalls.
And then the back, outside and back, besides the parking lot, they got another parking lot that closes with the door, you know, so they could also close that door and put another bar outside with a band. Hear me out. This could revitalize Norristown. It's public transportation. They are dumb. They cannot. I don't care what they do with it, but they can't knock it down. There's also somebody buried there. I just can't remember. I'm gonna have to ask Joe.
If you can find a good historical burial on the property, they can't destroy it.
I remember. I know there is. I mean, it's right next to the cemetery too. So you know, them bodies drifted over there. All right. So
they did.
Yeah. But the
under the parking lot.
Yeah, probably. All right. And,
well, Lisa had. You tell us about you and the current governor of Pennsylvania, the guy who's the governor right now.
Yeah,
you all went in there together, so you actually are Governor Shapiro personally.
Yeah. Well, I know him before that from Selma Manchin.
That's what
I
mean.
And I helped him on his campaign all the way back with 2011, I think, like back then too. Mm-hmm. But he's great. Josh is great. He got us in there with the rest of the nice police commissioners and Valor Kush, who works with Josh in the governor's office right now. She got us our hazmat suits and everything, and Doug. And it was an effort, and it was great. I walked to the prison. We got to investigate the prison. We got to see everything. Everything's still up in there, including the pictures and the guy's walls. Okay.
Oh, wow.
It was so funny.
All right.
So we did that, but we're the only people that did get in there. But we had the word hazmat suits because, yes, it needs to be gutted. But gutting it, demolishing it, is the same thing. Just gut it and put up new walls, man, and get them.
Oh, yeah.
You could revive. They could turn Norristown into Phoenixville in a heartbeat.
They could definitely.
They really could.
If they chose to do something better with the building, they could revitalize the entire area.
Well, yeah, there's
a
theater right around the corner. Then then there's another theater over here, and then there's this one on Marshall Street over here, which is for sale and just sitting there, and they're from the 1800s. They can bring music into Norristown. You got public transportation. People can get to and from. Parking is plentiful. All right.
If somebody buys one of the theaters, they can turn it into a good comedy club.
Yeah, anything. No, I want music. They need to bring some music in this damn house. Like, really. Yeah, they could have comedy there, too, but, like, I mean, like a music venue. All right, they can have whatever there, but a music venue. They need to do it. The prison would be perfect, or they could keep it and use it like Eastern State does, whichever they desire.
Yeah.
But I think it would be better to bring people into Norristown, like, you know, like for music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's right by the courthouse. It's got nice cafes. It's good, the whole area. So, yeah, it would be great.
Well, Lisa, if you want to leave a link, either on Scanning the Free. You already did, actually.
You look at Scanning the Free.
just tell them about it.
We helped save the prison. I forget what year. One of them years, early 2000, like, or 2013, 12, something around there, right? I think it was 12, maybe, to save the prison from a place called Penrose. They wanted to buy it out and knock it down. Okay, we did it. And we're going to do it this time. We have to. It's history. William Howe is in there. William Howe went into that prison for like 3 days before they took him to Fort Mifflin. And a year before that, the guy that he killed, that was an accident, obviously, the one who was a recruiting officer, was in that prison for dodging a draft. Okay?
Right.
And then the money people, because his family were the bankers, okay, they got him out and gave him a nice cush recruiting job. That's the one went after William, just long story short.
Yeah, if they don't.
There's history there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's
sorry.
History. There's history.
You were talking about William. I'm sorry.
No,
I was just
going
to say, the year I was born, 1968, they shut down Moyamensing prison.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that
there.
Prison.
And
yeah,
Moyamensing was also similarly styled, but if they don't do something, it's going to go the way of Moyamensing.
Right. It's Well, this place inside, when I went in, the first initial, when you walk in, it's like, it was like a residence up front for like the people, and then the prison was in the back, and that castle part right in the front, that was still in great shape when I was in there, back in, whenever the fuck we went in there. All right, 2012, I think, or something like 13, I don't fucking know. All right, but I can't even remember. But I do know that I could give the evidence. I had to go to the police commissioner's office with Dawn and Joe, and we had to show them all the evidence we got. But yes, it was quite entertaining. Yep, seriously. Okay. But I think they should save it. It's worth saving. NARS has a great place. It used to be a hub in Montgomery County. How about we turn it back? Everybody
exactly.
could be welcome here. It doesn't matter. They got enough good Latino food down on Marshall Street. I'll tell you what, people came here and they opened up. Oh, my, an Italian. I have all kinds. Chinese, all different, like everybody's food. Like every kind of that you would want is here. It would be great. They could revitalize it.
They could. And it's something that they really should look at. If they're worried about we can't leave it standing because it's a financial drain on everything. Well, think about the money they could bring back in.
That's what I mean, yeah. Financial drain, I don't quite see how. It still looks the same as it did then. Anyway, but, I could see they probably didn't repair anything since all the storms and the climate shit been going on.
Right.
But, it's worth saving. Look at it. It's gorgeous. It's a freaking castle.
It is. It's an awesome building.
And I'll tell you what, when you went down the basement in the
So I got an announcement.
Oh, what is it?
I was gonna tell you earlier, and I didn't wanna forget it. It's not nothing big, but it is that Danielle and I are going to the Appalachian Renaissance Fair on November 5th.
Oh, wow.
And
where's that at?
It's in Greenville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Where
you
we live.
The Appalachian Mountains all the way up.
Yeah.
<All right.
laughs> we're right at the crossroads of the Blue Ridge and the Appalachians.
Yep.
Appalachians. I ain't said that since I moved there. It's Appalachians locally, colloquially. But we're going to try to allow our grandson to go, and he's going to dress up as a pirate, and we hope to have a really great time. And shout
that
would
be
out
cool.
to the Appalachian Renaissance Fair. Lots of fun. And those are popping up. There's a lot of them everywhere, so check into
there's
your local Ren Fair.
Well, I'm already going to see John James and going to the Valley of Fear, probably Hell House, and then to Godsmack because they're coming back for that date that they got rained out on the 28th. Yes. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
You've got a busy month.
Yep, I damn well do. Yep. And I got good seats for Godsmack. We got the VIP back, too. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite into my
nutsack. Now you fucked my ear off.
He bit me in the nuts. Oh.
I hate to tell you, if you got bit in the nuts around me, you'd be dying, bub.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the snake bit me in the nuts, man. That's gnarly.
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting here looking at my ghoul. What the fuck is that ghoul doing on top? I got a little goony ghoul over there, and he's sitting on top of my box. I don't remember putting him there. But anyway,
it's time to decorate, everyone. Time to get you off your butt and go in your storage room or whatever and go to Walgreens. Oh, I love Walgreens Halloween decorations. They're so cool.
I was in there with Mikey. They have some cool stuff. Yep.
They
for
really
Halloween.
Do.
Spirit of Halloween is open now, though. I saw the store.
Spirit Halloween? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I looked at Mikey.
Oh,
and I said,
and
Mikey.
The Ghoul's Lair in Greenville. We have our own little Ghoul's Lair in Greenville, and it's a great little place, too.
So what do you think about this Ozzy Osbourne? I'm mad at him. Okay, he's coming on whenever, October 11th, I think, whatever.
Right.
13th. Over to King
of Prussia.
Oh,
the price of the tickets?
The monster thing.
Yeah.
He's coming with Jack.
I thought he was sick.
He's coming with Jack and his wife. Well, he can't perform, but he can go to a, you know, a
They can help him get into the venues and sit down if he's doing something like that. But
yeah, he can always sit. Yeah, well, he will be sitting. He'll be sitting behind the table complaining about something knowing Ozzy. But anyway,
hey, Lisa, what's wrong with you? Don't you like me, Lisa?
Right. Yeah, but I couldn't even do that.
The
I want
fucking
monkey.
No, the ticket price, $666.
To meet him, Jack, and no, I'm sorry.
Get it? No, okay.
No.
I said no, okay.
No, it's too much. But, I mean, they are
giving
away tickets on MMR, but not like I had any luck getting them. But and then a drawing to win a thing with Ozzy. So I'm like, I'm getting that. I would like to go to the monster part, you know,
right.
the regular thing. You'd probably have more chance of walking around and finding Ozzy than going to the – get it?
I love you all.
Oh, my God. Sharon, what the fuck?
And that's the thing. If Ozzy was in better health,
yeah,
and
torn
chose
right now.
If he
be
well,
torn.
And that's the thing. If he chose not to continue touring,
mm-hmm. he could still do events.
Yeah, but Jack and his mom, Jack and Sharon has just started their new series, Night of Terror.
Right.
Like Jack did with his sister Kelly.
I know.
Him and
yeah.
his mom are now going out doing the investigation.
Yeah, but so is Ozzy, most likely. Get ready.
Ozzy can go with, especially, and Ozzy would love, if they could get Ozzy to go out to Fort Mifflin.
That would be
fucking
awesome.
I love Ozzy.
Nobody going to Nobody named Osborne's going to Mifflin unless they have the correct history right. Okay, there you go. Okay, then we got to tell them all the right history. William Howe. William Howe was not
and
a better
see,
man.
And
he
that's
born
where
in the Revolutionary War. He was born. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
But
William
see, that's where you
okay,
would have a good
one.
Time because Ozzy is a huge history buff.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ozzy is the shit. We love
yeah,
Ozzy.
I love Ozzy. Mm-hmm.
I like Harriet yeah. too. Damn it.
He's like a nerd. He's a nerd in costume. Because he's
yeah.
the Prince of Darkness. He's a serious fucking heavy metal god.
No, he's cool as shit.
Yeah.
He's such a history nerd that you wouldn't expect that.
Well, that would be great. I'd love to tell him the whole history. It'll be fun. You know what I mean? That's fun. That kind of he'd be like, "What the fuck?
But
are
yeah,
you crazy?"
I don't understand the cost of the tickets. You know, I thought maybe they thought.
Well, that's
oh, it'll just
great.
Be.
That's a
yeah.
meet and greet in a photo.
Yeah,
well,
$666.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, maybe the numbers should have been, you know, the evil number should have been 111, and then you
oh,
could
no,
afford
no.
it.
Have a no, or even $66.06.
Oh,
yeah.
that'd be better.
Right.
Or how about yeah, $6.66?
Or that would be better.
Yeah, let's get frugal.
Yeah, but
here.
Then
yeah.
then he'd have the line completely outside of the Valley Forge Casino area.
Oh, he would.
All the way. If it was that cheap, he'd never get out of there. He'd be there for like 5 days.
He'd be locked in place.
You people are insane. You're insane, you fucking people.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're fucking insane.
But
the true story, though, I'll tell you, shout out to Sharon Osbourne. All kidding
yeah.
aside,
I've
been kind of just being quiet, but she really carried him, man.
She was
his backbone.
Yep.
She put up with so
I
much shit
the part
from
about
him.
Support. But, she's Ozzy.
Sharon. No, yeah. Sharon, yeah, she carried
strong.
A heavy load.
She's
yeah,
strong.
She's tough as shit, man.
Her.
She really
mm-hmm.
is. Huge
yep.
fan of Sharon Osbourne.
Yes.
She's
yes.
a rock, man.
No,
oh,
she didn't she have her own cancer scare there for at one time here recently?
Yes, yeah, she did.
I believe
years.
She did.
Yes.
I believe
yes,
that's correct,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yep, yep.
And
yeah,
Jack,
go Sharon.
Has,
go Sharon.
Jack has MS, right?
I don't know, but I know Ozzy's got Parkinson's.
I don't know much about his kids. I know more about him.
But
I know I'm a huge fan of Ozzy going all the way back to since I can
yep.
remember listening to yep. a 8-track of Blizzard of Oz, you know. But,
oh, God, yeah. Oh,
God, you got to go back before then with Sabbath.
Oh, no, no. I mean, when I was I learned about Sabbath later. I was too young to understand.
You were
Sabbath.
Too young. My sister was 9 years older, right? So I used to go sneak in the room and take her Black Sabbath album. So I got to
Tommy Iommi,
I'd put him on my little tiny record player that was, you know, the player. You know what I mean. And I'd play it on the little phonograph thing. You hear me playing Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
I learned who Ozzy was, then my brother turned me on to LPs. And he showed me some Paranoid and War Pigs. And
oh yeah, that's
I got.
My
and then he told me, "Well, here's the same motherfucker right here." But listen to this, man. And I'm like, "Damn, that's awesome." My favorite Black Sabbath song is Paranoid. No, Paranoid.
Oh yeah. Oh no,
I.
Oh my.
No, Paranoid.
War Pigs, I think, is one of my favorites.
Oh,
War
I
pigs.
Love
War.
Just like witches, it like myself.
My dog howled through that whole song. I don't.
Tommy Iommi. Give it up for Tommy Iommi. Yes.
Tony Iommi.
Yes.
Not Tommy.
Oh, did
Tony,
I say
Tony?
Did I say Tommy?
Yeah.
I meant
you
Tony.
Did.
I'm
I think you know you were going to Motley Crue for a minute.
Okay, Tony. I stand corrected. Tony, please forgive me.
Tony Iommi.
Tony Iommi. Yeah.
I mean Tony. I mean who the fuck ever? He was great.
Hey T. All right. There you go. Yeah. Right. Like when you think about it, I mean, God, it goes back. This is Sabbath month though because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, all the creepy stuff and all the music.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It fits. My room's been decorated all year. I don't know. I just can pull out the other stuff.
Yeah, we just kind of dust off the shit and make it look new again, you know, but it's already
right.
There.
That's about right. Exactly. I got up on my shelf. I got, you know what I mean? I got all the fucking
Tony,
creepiest,
baby. And how can I get Tony wrong? I knew this guy.
I got my creepy porcelain dolls up on the, you know? I really hope that our girl Tina gets a phone call back. That's been a long time. 4 weeks is long.
Porcelain,
right.
Porcelain
you know?
Dolls
yeah.
are. Danielle's yeah. terrified of them. She is
oh,
absolutely
really?
Terrified of porcelain dolls.
My mother had a whole.
Oh, yeah, she really is. But Danielle's also afraid of any bug I bring into the house again.
Oh.
Shout out to Danielle.
Yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to my shout out
well,
to my
know.
Rock. Of 30
right,
years.
Some
right.
of them,
you,
some of them, I would be afraid of. I mean, especially like earwigs. You know, you'd expect them to bite you, but no,
well,
an earwig is going to turn around
oh,
and get you with a stinky little ass.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Well, you know what reminds me? That reminds me of Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan. You remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, they
yeah,
put
Bubba.
That fucking thing in his ear. Oh, that
yeah.
shit
yep.
hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
you know what I did after that? I was like, at night I'd sleep with my hand over one ear for about a couple of 3 days.
Yep.
I was like, man, I saw something like that out in the yard. Fuck that shit.
yeah, those things.
In my ass.
Yeah, the things that kind of stuck in the ear just to control their control the person that he put it in.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was mind control, behavioral control.
Wait. You know what?
I can watch every old Star Trek.
Look,
I can watch it twice.
I'm in the house. My children, all right, like Mikey was in the room, the one day, I forget who he was with. All, I'm coming down from coming back in the house, come running down. Ma, there's a daddy long leg in the room. Right? Ma, they're all screaming. I come with a cup.
Rolly-polies in my chair.
Right, I went coming with a cup. I take it outside. I didn't even get halfway back down. Yeah, I didn't get halfway back down. Ma, there's a centipede.
It's like a crow.
I put that in a cup. Took that outside. Yeah, I do that. I don't kill them. You know, I take them out.
I had to do that this morning with a mouse.
Oh,
one of them got.
How the fuck?
I had an empty 5 gallon bucket in the basement.
I got stuck.
Yeah, suddenly I'm sitting here, and I kept hearing something tap and thump, and then I'm like, what the hell is that? So I go down, and he's sitting there in the bucket looking at me, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to take you out over here, and you can go find the almonds that I stuck out in the woods.
Oh, my God. That's
no, but I'll tell you what, everybody, happy October. We love
that's
you.
That's right. We love you.
We appreciate y'all listening tonight. Catch us on Live Paranormal every Monday at 8 p.m. And Tina,
check us out on Facebook,
Scanning
the Frequency.
Yeah, Tina, we want to hear from you next week, girlfriend. Call us and let us know what's going on. All right?
Check out Parasanctum TV on Facebook.
Hey, yes, thank you, David, so much. Parasanctum TV on Facebook.
Yes.
We'll and talk about that more next week. I totally forgot.
Yeah. we forgot, but don't worry. We got it. You'll check the Scanning the Frequencies Facebook page, and you shall find it.
All right.
Okay?
We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Good night,
everybody. Catch us next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Good night.
Bye.
October!
All right. I'm ending this, but stay on the line if you saw them both of you.